USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The defense is presenting its closing arguments in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Chauvin is accused of killing George Floyd by kneeling on his neck for 9 minutes. The defense making the case that heart disease and drug use killed Floyd. Eric Nelson, defense attorney for Chauvin, reminding the jurors,
officers are entitled to kind of take into consideration things that you and I don't think about. Their tactical advantages, their tactical disadvantages. They can take into consideration the scene security, keeping the scene secure, and security of the scene.
The Supreme Court is declining to hear a lawsuit regarding a Pennsylvania voting dispute nearly 6 months after the November 3, 2020 election. The court rejecting an appeal from a Republican congressional candidate's unsuccessful challenge of Pennsylvania's mail-in ballot initiatives. USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Republicans not happy with Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy on Sunday pressed House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to take action against Representative Maxine Waters for inciting violence in remarks she made in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota this weekend.
Well, we got to stay on the street, and we've got to get more active. We've got to get more confrontational.
Hours after Maxine Waters' comments, two National Guardsmen were injured when a drive-by gunman fired at Minnesota National Guard and Minneapolis police. GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia announced on Sunday she plans to introduce a resolution to expel Democrat Representative Waters of California from Congress. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The union that unsuccessfully sought to organize an Amazon location in Alabama has filed challenges over the vote, saying the company violated legal restrictions throughout the process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The administration is defending the pullout of troops in Afghanistan.
Last week, President Biden announced that all U.S. troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September, ending the longest war in the nation's history. But that decision has been criticized, with some saying that the terrorist threat from that country could reform once troops leave. Secretary of State Antony Blinken defended the president's decision on Sunday, telling ABC's This Week that the U.S. accomplished the goals it had when it initially entered Afghanistan.
We went to Afghanistan 20 years ago, and we went because we were attacked on 9/11. And we went to take on those who had attacked us on 9/11, and to make sure that Afghanistan would not again become a haven for terrorism directed at the United States or any of our allies and partners. And we achieved the objectives that we set out to achieve. Al-Qaeda has been significantly degraded. Its capacity to conduct an attack against the United States now from Afghanistan is not there. And, of course, Osama bin Laden was brought to justice 10 years ago. So the president felt that as we're looking at the world now, we have to look at it through the prism of 2021, not 2001.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Embattled Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson says he's not guilty of sexual misconduct and he wants to go to trial. His legal team filing its response to allegations that he acted inappropriately with women he hired to give massages. It quotes security guards at the spas who say that the therapists were showing no signs of distress. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.